Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman back on the show. She's been a great member of our Brain Trust for 15 years, more than 15. We're coming up on her 16th year. How about that, folks? She is the creator of the Speak for Yourself programs. She's created a whole bunch of resources that are on her website, speakforyourself.com. Also, her books, The Naked Truth, about giving great speeches and about selling, and the 180 rule for powerful presentations, on and on. But she's here today to talk to us about something a little bit differently. Let's get her in here. Karen Cortell Reisman, welcome back to the show.
My pleasure, Jim.
Good to have you back. Hold on, Karen.
Okay.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have you back. I know you're excited to be here. I know you're excited about what we're talking about. But, folks, we're going to do something a little bit differently today, as I indicated in the earlier segment. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, Karen, as you probably know, we focus on it here because this is something that's been in my family. A close family member has had breast cancer and is still a survivor. But and next week we'll be interviewing other members of our Brain Trust, women who are survivors over the years. And you know, when you broadcast for 21 years, these things happen, Karen. And you are a breast cancer survivor, and I thank you for talking about it, for having the courage to talk about it and to help other people. Were you first diagnosed?
I am 6 years out from the diagnosis, and while it's not what I talk about, as you just said, my brand is Speak for Yourself, I really am thrilled to be on the program this morning to talk about what we can do and say when someone has a medical challenge like breast cancer or any kind of medical challenge. So, in a sense, it is
one of the things I want to point out, Karen, though, first, that I really think is important to anyone out there listening for ladies. And, of course, as we know, men get breast cancer, too. Now, it's very rare, but it does happen. Karen, is you're a I don't want to go too fast over the fact that you're a 6-year survivor.
Yeah.
And I think the reason I point that out is that's a message for other people out there who think they may, who don't check themselves, who don't get regular checkups, they aren't screened, if they have something that concerns them, they don't get it looked at. Folks, people survive this, and increasingly, and you're an example of that, Karen. I just think we need to land on that just for a second. Now go ahead.
Say something in addition to what you just said. Do listen to your intuition. That particular year when I was getting my annual mammogram, I just was so busy. We're all busy.
Yeah.
And I was ready to postpone it, which is very rare for me. I'm very on top of my work and my personal life, and I'm fastidious. But that year, I thought, you know, what difference would it make if I just postponed this 3 months, 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow in the middle of the conversation with the scheduler at the mammography place, in fact, she actually said, "Miss Reisman, are you still there?" I mean, I was having this inner conversation with myself. I'm going, mm-hmm. just postpone it. And then the other side of me was saying, no, do it. I was like, sort of with the Nike commercial. Just
right.
do it. And finally, I said to her, yes, I am here, and I will take that appointment at the very beginning of January when I'm really very busy and I didn't want to do it. And I said, no, I'll do it because I listened to my intuition, mm-hmm. and I am eternally grateful because this whole journey, I walked in looking pretty good and feeling great. for this initial mammogram, and then I walked out 9 months later after significant surgery and 101 doctor's appointments and 16 rounds of chemo and 33 radiation treatments, walked out of a very bad aqua green treatment room, because why do they always paint those rooms in such bad colors? But I walked out tired, grateful, and puffy, and bald. But I was just so incredibly grateful. We ought to listen to our doctors and our professionals
bald,
out there.
Bald and still beautiful.
I wore it well, and it's all back now. I have hair. But
that's 6 years. The point, folks, that's 6 years ago. She's a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
6 years. And
listen to yourself.
Good.
You go, just have common sense. Listen to yourself. For men and women, whatever the checkup you need, if it's PSA or a mammogram or whatever it is that's going on in your personal history of health, don't be stupid.
What's the first thing? When I find out that you have just been diagnosed, what's the first thing that I should not say to you? Or not do? What's the first thing I should not do?
Okay, do not ask the person who's sick to return your call or text or email. That is such a burden.
What should we do?
Do not do that. Instead, when you send them an email or a phone message or a text, tell them you're really thinking about them. And then add this sentence at the end. Say, you do not have to return this call, text, or email. And just say, you don't need to call me back. I am just thinking about you. And I felt terrible at the time that people mm-hmm. kept calling me. I have a wide range of friends and acquaintances, and they'd say, call me back. Let me know how you are.
Right.
I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I didn't have enough energy.
That's really good advice most people wouldn't think about. So, folks, call someone and just say, hey, just want you to know I heard about what you're going through. Hang in there. I love you. And don't worry about calling me back. Just take care of yourself, and I'll keep checking on you. That kind of thing?
Exactly. Tell them, you don't have to call me. Do not leave the burden with the person who's going through the health
challenge. They don't need to have to deal with the calendar when they're going through all that. We're going to come right back. Speakforyourself.com, is that right, Karen?
Yes, sir.
And, folks, her comments are going to be up on her website today. So check those out. We've got more to come on this topic after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.